We love our furry companions. For better.
But he's such a good boy.
Or worse.
Shady, why were you eating the Kleenex?
But when it comes to changing your dog's behavior, training tends to focus on making them respond to human commands in order to make them act more human. But a local nonprofit has made it their mission to move people to a new way of thinking about pet training and behavior. Down a long gravel road in Maysville, far from Highway 17, stands Safe Harbor Farm Canine Rescue and Rehabilitation Center. An old church on the 61-acre property has been refurbished as a clinic. There's outbuildings and log cabins surrounding a one-acre pond. This is not your normal animal shelter. Cats, ducks, and chickens are roaming about, and it's quiet. No dogs barking. Unusual for a pet shelter.
Is it deer or dogs back there?
Probably deer.
Okay.
Probably deer. As a matter of fact, when you drove up, I had that little fox. We had lots of wildlife back here.
Lynn Swanson started Safe Harbor Farm back in 2005 as a pet rescue. And it's not just domesticated animals that are drawn to this place.
We have heron, blue heron, green heron, egrets, lots of turtles. I'm always picking up turtles on the side of the road, bringing them here.
In the early days of Safe Harbor Farm, the center cared for 20 to 40 dogs at a time, but now they're down to about a dozen. And that's just fine with Swanson. It frees her up for a new endeavor called the Smile Project. She says the light bulb went off as people took notice of how polite and quiet the dogs up for adoption were.
People started asking us how the heck we did what we did, you know, and that wasn't a question that we could answer in 10 words or less.
In 2013, Safe Harbor Farm brought together pet professionals, veterinarians, trainers, and shelter personnel to provide training in canine communication. There was also a demand to make the information at the conferences available to the average dog owner. This is the beginning of the Smile Project, which Swanson says aims to keep savable dogs out of animal shelters.
A lot of times people give up on their dogs because they just don't have the knowledge that it takes to turn things around. My message to them is, most of the time, it's pretty darn easy.
Swanson believes getting inside the dog's head, understanding their body language and behaviors, will help you train your dog better and result in a happier pet. She demonstrates with Jenny, a white German Shepherd mix.
She's the one who lets us know that somebody's at the door way before any of us know. She's going to come over and say, hey.
So we're walking up to the cage right now.
Yeah, up to her nice big pen. That's an alert bark. Okay, she's saying, hey, somebody's new.
Swanson opens the gate and Jenny runs up to greet us. She's been at the shelter for about 5 years, and she's here because she was likely hit by a car at some point in her life and now is incontinent.
And when she does a walk around, she'll probably just like a walk away and then come back, just letting you know that she is comfortable with you. That's something that people get wrong a lot of times. They think a dog who walks away is like a person who walks away and doesn't approve. If a dog walks away, they're signaling comfort with you or approval of what you're doing.
I'm standing in the pen right now, and the dog is circling around my feet, sniffing me, but I'm not reaching down and touching him.
Yeah, exactly. When we meet each other for the first time, we look each other in the eyes. We reach out a hand, and we're verbal. Hi, how are you? I'm Lynn. But if you have two dogs who haven't met each other yet, and they're verbal and reaching out, none of that's good.
She's walked away now.
Yes, so she's signaling total acceptance of you. At this point, there's going to be no more alert barking. You can walk back and forth, make yourself at home, and you're one of the family.
Understanding how a dog thinks and acts, Swanson believes, is a key in helping people address problems with their dogs. She says it goes beyond training a dog basic commands like sit, stay, and roll over.
Dogs are by their nature a nonverbal species. So we go so much farther when we communicate with them in a way that they communicate with each other. And how is that? It's through motion and movement.
And it's also through energy.
If we're talking softly, most dogs understand, oh, okay, I don't have to respond to that. But if you get more excited and your voice turns like this, and then you have all that inflection in your voice, the dogs, look at this. You see how he picks up his head and he's looking at me? Mm-hmm. He's purely responding, not to the words I say, but to the energy behind those words.
In the past, Safe Harbor Farm has provided thousands of spay, neuter, and vaccinations to pets and helped find homes for animals in eastern North Carolina. But Swanson hopes a new focus on the Smile Project will broaden their scope, helping prevent dogs from ending up at animal shelters across the United States and around the world. Last month, her book, Smile, and Other Practical Life Lessons Your Dogs Can Teach You While You're Training Them, was released.
We can't bring everybody to our shelter. We can't train every person. We can't train every dog. So we're putting this out and hoping that it helps a lot of folks.
The book is available at public libraries in North Carolina, Virginia, and New York. 100% of the proceeds from book sales benefit the Smile Project.
Nobody makes a cent but the Smile Project, not even the author. That's me. You know, we just kind of did this because we just wanted to get the information out. And yeah, we're just here to help, and this is the way we're helping.
For more information, go to publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.